Yeah, obviously, I felt like my performances were there, but been missing a few chances. But as a striker, the most important thing is obviously to get the chances, and inevitably the goals will come. So I've been over the moon the amount of chances we've been making as a team, so it'll make it continue, yeah.
Yeah, that front four, I mean, very creative and getting the fans excited as well.
Yeah, what I think benefits us as a team and players is we all play a bit differently. So my strengths are differently to Cookies, and Zell's strengths are a bit different to Gino's. So I feel like we all complement each other well because we all bring different things to the table and different attributes.
So playing off the side of a big man is no bad thing for you, is it?
Nah, no bad thing. He takes a lot of the knocks, so I get to do a lot of prettier things, running behind. That's what I like doing, really, stretching defences. So as I said, where we've got different attributes and we're both good at different things, I feel like it's helping us and helping the team.
And to play in a side where there's plenty of width there as well and balls getting delivered into the box.
Yeah, that's the best thing for an attacker. Once you know the crosses are coming in, it's an unbelievable feeling. Like, as I said, you've got Gino and Zells, you know they're going to beat their man every time. So when they get the crosses in, if you're not in the box, they're going to have a go at you. So that's the best thing, really.
I mean, you've come into this club very motivated, but it's fair to say that there's a group of players who've come here with a lot of motivation to succeed and to prove a point as well.
Yeah, I feel like it starts from the gaffer. Obviously, he never lets us get complacent. We've started well, but every day we come in, we've got the same mindset and we all got a goal we want to achieve. Like, it's been no secret from the start of the season, we've been looked upon as underdogs. So we take it into every game with a bit of a chip on our shoulder and want to do the best we can for the fans and the club.
And does it help to know that Dean Keats knows yourself and Andy Cook as well from playing National League and managing National League himself?
Yeah, that's one of the best things and one of the biggest motivations I've had since day one, since I come in here. He's given me massive motivation to just be myself and play my game. So that's kind of helped me a lot. He spoke to me on a one-to-one. He's a brilliant man manager. So he's kind of given me the confidence to go out and express myself and play how I can play, really.
And is there much of a difference in terms of the day-to-day and training compared to the National League now? Because I know it's very much a full-time league these days. Have you noticed a difference stepping up?
Well, in terms of quality, there's a difference in quality. Like in League One, if you make mistakes, you know you're going to get punished. But to be fair to National League, I feel like over the last few years, it's got a lot more professional in terms of what the clubs are doing for you and the things they try and put on. So the step up hasn't been that difficult, but I've seen a difference in games playing against good teams like the likes of Plymouth and Scunthorpe. You do see the difference, but long may it continue, yeah.
When you've had a shot at the Football League when you're a very young man and you find yourself playing down in the National League, how difficult is it to keep yourself believing that you're going to get back up to this level again?
I feel like it's more mentality. If you just work hard and you apply yourself, to be fair, as a striker, it's not too difficult. It's pretty plain sailing. As long as you score goals, you'll get a move. So I'm in one of the easier positions, but I feel like it's more mentality and just how you apply yourself off the pitch, because if you're not doing stuff right from Monday to Saturday, you're never going to get your move, or it's never going to work out. So I feel like that's what I've improved on, and as I said, long may that continue as well.